Welcome to the podcast, Just Saying. My name is Joe McCormick. I'm your host. In the podcast this week, I want you to say the most important thing first, not last. Why are we talking about that? Because many people leave the most important thing to the last. Don't do it. I said it. If you're new to the podcast, I'm really happy that you're here. If you've listened to this podcast before, we're in our eighth season, so I'm happy that you keep on listening to it. The point here is singular, is to help you become a much more deliberate communicator, a much more effective communicator. In an age where people can communicate with ease, anytime, anywhere, many people do it poorly, and they squander opportunities. And what I want to do is I'm going to help you cut through that clutter. Now, a little background on the podcast. The podcast is really inspired by, driven by, three books that I've written. Brief, Make a Bigger Impact by Saying Less, which is in its 10th anniversary. The book Noise, Living and Leading When Nobody Can Focus is all about the distractions and digital devices and disruptions that really consume us every day. And a book that's coming out in October, it's in pre-release. If you go online at Amazon or any of your online sources, if you go to quiet-works.com, the book is Quiet Works Again, Making Silence the Secret Ingredient of the Workday. And the point of that book is that a little goes a long way, that we need to embrace moments of silence during the day to think about what we're going to say, to think about what we're going to do, to think about what's important. Because let's face it, when we communicate, if everything's important, nothing's important. And what happens is there are things that are really important. And that's what we're going to talk about this week, is saying the most important thing first. Well, if I haven't thought about it, I don't know what the most important thing is. It's all important. And you see this all the time. You see it in meetings. You see it in conversations. Everything is important. Everything's equal. When everything's equal, nothing stands out. It's like I was recently out in South Dakota. And I grew up in the Midwest, and I was not familiar with mountains or hills when I grew up. Everything was flat. In fact, the people in Wisconsin, just north of Chicago, where I grew up, would call where I lived in Illinois the Flatlands. It was just kind of flat. They would call us Flatlanders. And so I'd go to Wisconsin. Oh my gosh, there's some hills. There certainly weren't mountains. When I went out to South Dakota, it's like, oh my gosh, more of the same. It's just kind of rolling hills. There weren't even any trees. And all of a sudden, you get to the southwest corner, you get to the Black Hills, and all of a sudden, well, there's some hills here. And it's like, well, it's pretty exciting. So everything is equal. It's like flat land, and all of a sudden, something's most important. It's like a mountain just pops up. It's like when you go to Colorado, it's like you're out just flat, and all of a sudden, you see the mountains. Boom! They just rise up out of nothing, it seems. And that's when you communicate. What you need to be able to do is stand out, have something take center stage. But people don't do that for a number of reasons. So we're going to talk about saying the most important thing first. Well, naturally, when people communicate, this is not natural. What people do naturally, all of us, is we conclude. We end the thing with the point. And you'll hear this expression, bluff, which is the bottom line up front, which is a great expression. I didn't know it before I wrote the book Brief, but it's a term that you hear a lot in the military. Give me the bluff. Give me the bottom line up front. And then a few years ago, I started thinking about where do people typically give the bottom line? It's like at the bottom. And I started thinking about that, and I'm like, that's kind of an acronym, bottom line at the bottom, blab. Huh? It's like the universe talking back to you. People naturally give the point at the bottom, at the end. We don't want to do that, right? It's natural to put the bottom line at the bottom, but what's needed is to put the bottom line up front. That's the point of the whole podcast. Now you can stop listening right now if you want. But I want you to start to think about how easy it is for people to bury it in the middle toward the end or at the end. Bottom line is at the end. And how unnatural and difficult it is to remember and to have the habit, the muscle memory, to speak with the most important thing being first. Why? Because your audience has wants. They have needs. They have wants and needs. What are their wants and what are their needs of your audience? Well, first, they don't want to wait So if it takes you 5-10 minutes to kind of get to the point, people don't have 5-10 minutes. They kind of lose patience. They lose interest. They lose attention. So they don't want to wait. That's one of the things about your audience. They don't want to wait. Second is, man, they're easily distracted. So the longer it takes you to get to the point, the easier it is that something you said leading up to the point will distract them into thinking that's the point. So now you create this, you know, everything's the point, but nothing is the point. So they're super easily distracted. A lot of people can't stand suspense. They don't like the big buildup, the big wait. Said in other ways, I think people, honestly, audiences, secretly, and I'm not talking about movie audiences, I'm talking about just the people you talk to every day. They love spoiler alerts. Just tell me what the point is. Just get out of the way. Tell me what it is. We don't have any money. We're broke. We're ahead of schedule. We're finding difficulties. And you just tell me what the point is. Start with that. Get it out. Put it on the table. Tell me what it is. So that's what you want to be thinking about. Remember, it's needed. Your audiences need it. They crave it. They want it. But it's not natural to do that. So recognize that speaking like this is not natural. What's natural is to say a bunch of things. So like if I'm doing this podcast, what's natural is at the end of the whole thing, in conclusion, and that's not what I'm telling you to do. What I'm telling you is don't give me the in conclusion. Tell me up front the point. What is the thing that you want to talk about? So a couple things, and this may be, if you've listened to this podcast, something that you've heard before, you've taken classes at the Brief Lab. Certainly you've heard this is a better version of bluff, because bluff is a great acronym, but it's not inspiring. A better version of bluff is have a headline. Have a headline or lose it all is my headline. You know, and how do you build a headline? Take some thought, right? So second thing you got to do is you got to think about it. What is the point? What is the most important thing that I need to say? You got to think about that. If it's not natural, it's not going to come to you in a moment. It's what happens before you speak. What is the most important thing? You know, I once met this very successful business leader who said, you know, always in a meeting, ask yourself, are we talking about the most important thing? It wasn't like, are we talking about the most important things? It was, are we talking about the most important thing right now? Well, if you haven't thought about it, you don't know. So everything is important. And if that is the case, when you communicate, nothing is important. Using the analogy of geography, everything's flat again. There's no topography. There's no mountain that rises above as the main thing, the centerpiece. I think finally, actually, it's this thing that we've heard years ago, but it's so true. It's true. It was true then. It's true now. It'll be true in the future. Tell me what you're going to say. Tell me why I should care. It's like the outline is like, tell me what you're going to say, then say it, and then tell me what you said. And I think that's super true. I might put a little bit of a twist to it. You know, tell me what the most important thing and why I should care. But say it in 10 words, 20 words. Just have some autonomy. What I'm going to talk about today is, and this is why it matters to you, the most important thing is, and this is why you should care. My headline is, and this is why it matters to you. You see, as the audience, like, go back to what your audience needs, they crave. They don't want to wait, so don't make them wait. Tell them up front. Your audiences are going to get distracted, so avoid the distraction. Get my attention. Get their attention. Tell them so that they know what they're listening for the remainder of the time, so they don't get distracted. They don't want a suspense. They don't want this, like, the drum roll, please. You know, when there's so many things competing for my attention, I could check my phone, I can look out the window, somebody else, you know, makes a face, like next thing you know, like you've lost me. Embrace spoiler alerts, you know, just break it to me, break it down for me. And that can only happen with time to prepare. You got to prepare in advance. You go to a news station, or a newspaper, they're not writing their headlines after they print the paper. They're doing it before they print the paper. They're thinking, what's the best headline that captures the essence of the story? You got to be thinking the same way, like a journalist. What's the point that I'm trying to make? What's the point that I'm trying to get across? What is my message? And it's not, it can't be buried in the middle. You wouldn't do that in an article or a news report. You can't do it when you communicate on a day-to-day basis with your boss, with your client, with your colleagues. You can't. Why? Because you're going to lose them. They can't wait. They'll get distracted. They'll move on. And when that happens, they've just tuned you out. All right. So that's the deal. Saying the most important thing last makes you last, puts you in last. Saying it first puts you first. That's what I want you to be thinking about. You know, there are many areas that you need to do this. I'll give you a few. One of the things that professionals struggle with is how to properly give people an update. I've talked about this before in the past in this podcast, but it's the lifeblood of any organization that I've worked for, is how people update each other. And the updates go up the chain of command and they go down in the chain of command. But what's going on? What's the update? And you just hear good, 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 nice, good. And if you do this well, the person that you're reporting to knows what the deal is. And if you do it poorly, they don't know what the deal is. So they got to do 20 questions to figure out what the deal is. My line is, don't paint a brown leaf green. If the leaf's dead, call it dead. But don't, painting it green doesn't make it alive. I've heard from so many people what sounds to be good news only to find out that it's bad news. If it's bad news, tell me it's bad news. If it's encouraging news, tell me it's encouraging, but don't be, you know, unclear about that. Progress reports, updates. Is it good news? Is it bad news? Are we behind? Are we ahead? Is there an issue? Is there not an issue? What's the deal? Progress reports. Another one is just conversations that we're having with each other, that we're talking. What's the intent of the conversation? What are we trying to achieve? What's our desired outcome in the conversation? Yes, we can have conversations that meander, but they meander intentionally. But if you have a conversation, you're going to call your client. What are you going to talk about? What is the main thing you want to talk about? Have you even thought about it? Think about conversations you have with clients. Change that. If any of you have an executive coach, and you don't, if you can afford one, I highly recommend finding a good executive coach. They can be very powerful people to talk to about things that are going on in your career and your life. And those conversations are really, really powerful when you prepare for them. When you don't, this is what I've heard from coaches that I've talked to. They say that in conversations that they have with their clients, very few of them prepare for the conversations because there's no quiet in their life. Interesting. And while they're talking to the coach, the point emerges generally the last 5 to 10 minutes, and they run out of time. There's a long buildup, and then they start talking about the juicy stuff at the end. Now, how do you fix that in a conversation like that? You got to have time to prepare for the conversation. Are you showing up to that conversation unprepared? Have you even thought about what you're going to talk about? You're going to talk to your client? You're going to talk to your boss? You're going to have a conversation? Even if it's seemingly a chance conversation, have you even thought about it? No. Well, there's not going to be an organizing principle to that conversation. It's going to be sort of just vanilla. There are many more examples. Presentations, right? There's no power, no point. You give it a presentation, and the list goes on and on. The point here is have a point. The point here is lead with the point. The point here is be powerful and make it and be courageous. Be clear. Be concise. So the last thing I'll say was the first thing I said. Say the most important thing first, not last. Just saying.